Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Tea with Janae. I'm your host, Janae Kirshner of Janae Kirshner Photography and the photo education and coaching site, Tea with Janae. Tea with Janae is where we give real advice, tangible tips, and thoughtful insight about what it's really like to be a wedding photographer. I'm so excited about today's brand new episode because I'm chatting with Anya Winica all about how to streamline payments for your business. Anya shares why she helped co-found Maru for the wedding industry and how they are helping wedding creatives get paid faster, easier, and elevating the payment process with your clients right from the beginning. A little bit about Anya is that she has spent 15 years in the wedding industry as the Director of Marketing and Education at The Knot. Anya co-founded Maru, which is a free payments platform that helps wedding businesses simply and seamlessly request payments from clients and get paid within one business day. Honestly, you guys, Maru has been a game changer for me, and I'm so excited that she's here. So let's get excited. Let's grab a cup of tea and enjoy the show. Welcome back. I'm so excited you guys are here. I have a wonderful guest on the line today. Anya, can you say hi to everybody?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm so excited to chat. I'm pumped to pick your brain all about Maru and how to streamline our payments for our businesses. I am a new convert, so I'm excited to have you here. But before we get started, let's tell everybody a little bit about you, your company, and how you got started.
So my name is Anya Winica. I'm the CMO and co-founder of Maru, a platform designed to really raise the bar on payments for the weddings and events industry. And then we also have payments processing plus a book now pay later option. I started my career in 2005 at The Knot. I definitely didn't spend any time in finance. I used to joke that the only departments I couldn't work in were finance and like legal. So I was there in 2005 and I spent 10 years with a bird's eye view on the industry. Really from my vantage point, you know, over time, I couldn't help but notice that the elephant in the room, so to speak, for our industry was money. A barrier that definitely affects couples. You know, they're super confused about it. It's awkward. There's a lot of friction around it. They don't totally understand how they're going to pull it off. But at the same time, with industry professionals as well, having the conversation with the couple, when to raise the prices, where to put the prices, how to talk about it, how to ask for the money, how much to ask for, at what point. So that was kind of like always in the back of my mind. And then in 2021, not long ago, a year, I met my co-founder. He's from the finance world. And, you know, we got to talking about all these pain points and things. And we decided to, you know, co-found and build Maru. So here we are.
Yeah, I love that. So where does the name come from?
Maru is actually a blend of the word. It's the prefix of marriage, M-A-R. And then the two O's, if you see the brand, are interlocking rings. So it was just a bit of a play on marriage. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited that you're here. You know, we're going to be talking about how to get paid faster, how to streamline your payments, and then how to use Maru. I feel like I was recently introduced to your business and you through E3, through Courtney and Julie and Wendy. And we've talked a lot about them on the show here. And they all have been guests and they're coming on again. But, you know, I feel like I was a little skeptical, like, what does that mean? I get paid faster? No, like it's free to use? You gotta be kidding me. So I feel like this is such a great topic and people listening we're gonna go through everything and I'll pick your brain and I ask questions as if I'm my own listener.
Yeah.
So let's get started. So can you tell me, you know, can you explain what is Maru?
Yeah, Maru in its simplest form is a payments processor platform. tailored exclusively though to the weddings and events industry. So there's Venmo, there's Zelle, there's Cash App, there's Square, there's, you know, you can do invoicing through things like QuickBooks, you can do invoicing through platforms that are CRMs. But Maru very simply is a processor. So we make it painless, painless to process and request payments from your clients via credit card, debit card, ACH. We're adding mobile checks coming soon.
Oh, cool.
And we get the question, and we got it especially in the early days from like investors who didn't understand the industry, asking like, well, why does the weddings industry need its own payment processor and platform? Aren't there just a bunch of them that just solve those problems for them? Like, why does the industry need something like that? And you know, I think what we uncovered and discovered, and I think you know our friends that use Maru would agree, is that those payment processors, like they have no idea what it is like to be in the business of running an events business. They don't know and understand, you know, what it looks like to ask a couple for money when they're going through this high in purchase. They're designed for lots of industries, but they're not necessarily designed for ones that are high touch, with incredible brands and personalization and things around them. So that was one. But the other thing is that like, we just don't need things to be so complicated in our industry. You know, there's a lot of like bells and whistles and features and buttons and check boxes on a lot of the types of, I don't know, software that gets offered up to us in our industry. And, you know, from my mind and just, you know, having a lot of friends in the industry and stuff, it just seemed to me that like, it doesn't need to be so complicated. All we need to do is request a payment, make it look really good, and have it be sort of best in class as far as the tech goes. It should be fast, it should be seamless, and it should be simple. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did. And so far, you know, a lot of people are picking up on it and joining on. So
yeah,
cool.
No, it's awesome. I feel like, you know, people listening, it's kind of like a Stripe. You know, I think Stripe is a big one that people, including myself, are using my CRM, which we'll get into and stuff like that. Like changing over to Maru has been a game changer for me personally, because I was using Stripe through 17 Hats, and it was, I only accept ACH payments, right? I only want to deal with cash. Like, I didn't want the nightmare of a credit card, but now with Maru, I can take debit cards, which is cash. And it's like a game changer, because I was having issues with Stripe not working with Capital One, and half my clients are in Capital One. So they would have to send me a check. And it was creating this friction that I just didn't want to be there. I wanted it to be easy and seamless. So the one client I was having issues with, I said, you know what? I just signed up for this processor. Let's try this with your thing. And she paid me, and she was like, that was awesome. And she's like, I use my debit card. And I was like, oh my God, amazing. And then I got paid the next day. And I was like, this is magic. What is happening?
Well, and like all that getting paid quickly thing, you know, that wasn't something that I had heard from friends in the industry. It wasn't when we added that feature into Maru. It was something my co-founder came up with, because in other fintechs and other industries, they have payment processors that are tailored to their industries that pay them in a day. And so sort of like for him, you know, from our perspective, when we have these conversations, it's always like, what is available to other industries that could be available to ours that we could just plug in? And so that notion of paying out the business the next day, just for the fact that it's convenient, it's simple, it feels good, yeah. To get that. And then to take on the processor, which is really what we're doing in the back end. So we're pushing money toward your account and putting it in your business bank account. You're paid. And then we're waiting the 3 days for the bank to process the ACH.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, it's not really a liability, so to speak, but it definitely frees up, you know, you from having that space and time where you're like, listen, I just got paid, but when is it going to hit my account?
Yeah.
And you just know it's coming in a business day, simpler that way.
It's awesome. It's so great. And like, at least with the other processor, I was waiting almost a week. And then when I first signed up, it was almost 2 weeks, because they have to like trust you. Like you have to get yes. in like the groove with them.
So yes. There's a finance term I learned called KYB, and it's like, know the business, And so what they're doing is they're verifying. But the cool thing about Maru is that we know our businesses. we already understand our industry. We have, you know, we understand how we work. We understand the typical invoice that we're processing as a photographer and things like this. So there's so much that we can do to serve our businesses by virtue of, you know, understanding those, like, those practices that have to go down. We could just cut out a lot of that stuff because we know our people.
Yeah. Getting rid of all the red tape and the headaches and just like that awful, like, back and forth with a client. Like, it's so awesome. I'm such a convert. I'm like telling everybody, like, you got to do it. You got to get to it. So how can Maru, you know, help us streamline payments for us? Like, how can we do that?
Yeah. I mean, so we just talked quite a bit about, you know, making a payment request from a client, but a feature that we just released is B2B payments. So, I mean, we think about, I think before Maru, you thought payments were just tied to workflows. Like, it was just part of the workflow. You know, you do this, then you do this, then you do this, then you add in the payment portal and you pay a bunch of processing fees and don't get paid for 5 days. If you're lucky, and then your client has like a kind of an awkward experience with Stripe. And that is like that part that we were trying to solve. So what we wanted to do is like, let's nail payments and let's actually do not just like, you know, accounts receivable, which is what requesting a payment, but let's do accounts payable. Let's streamline the whole thing and actually, so kind of solidify and, you know, create a really clean books, so to speak, for our businesses. So we sync with QuickBooks. So if you're making a payment request on Maru, you can sync it with your QuickBooks Online. So that's one. So streamlining and making sure, because obviously it's not something that's painful until tax season and then you're like freaking out. But we wanted to kind of put that out there, put our stake in the sand and say, like, it's important to have this stuff sort of streamlined when it comes to accounting and bookkeeping and things like that. And so when we added in B2B payments, which is also, you know, it's free to process payments and to pay another business. So let's give the example. I'm a photographer and I'm paying somebody to edit my images because I'm crazy busy this summer. That now I'm going to Zelle them. No, you can actually like set up a payment request in Maru, schedule it to go out on July, whatever, and have that person accept their payment and they get paid in the day. So the streamlining of all payments in our industry can be done in one spot. It can be really nicely organized. And we'll also be releasing a cool reporting tab as well for those folks who want to get nerdy with it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I love to get nerdy with things. So that's awesome. I love when I caught one of the lives that you did for E3 and the thing that I think was like a no brainer. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to do this immediately. Is that you said, now that we can do B2B, I was like, I can pay my second photographers this way. Right. And then the biggest headache, well, one of them is at the end of the year, I have to get all their 1099 information. My accountant has to do it. She charges me $150 every year to make these 1099s. And then you said you do that for free for us, right? Tell me about that.
So we'll generate the 1099 forms for you. So if you are, you know, you're requesting to pay other people, like you said, like you have a bunch of second shooters at the end of the year, you know, these days you're probably, I don't know, it depends on who you are, but you're probably going through some spreadsheet and you're like, how much did I pay this person? Now I have to give it to my tax person. Now they're going to prepare the, we will have if it's all there, we will have that. We are able then to send you a 1099 to send along to the person that, you know, you're requesting it from. So it's all kind of baked into the product. And frankly, this is one of those examples where 1099s are free to generate. They're not, the banks do it for free. So when you get charged for that, it's just they're charging you a service fee on top of things. So
It's already saving you money. Like it's already saving me $150 a year to use it, but you're also saving me money with fees. Like I think this is such a, also another game changer. Like we all know about credit card fees, like 2.9% if you're lucky. And then everyone complains like, oh, I want my client to pay it. Or, you know, I'm going to raise my prices if they pay with a credit card. So let's talk about Maru and like you literally taking away all of that frustration.
Yeah. Yeah. So for out the gate, what we decided to, well, first of all, ACHs, like you said, are either, they can be tricky or they're, I think most platforms will charge you something for an ACH. They cost us, I think they cost us like a dime, something like that, to maybe 30 cents max. So we decided to make that free. We were like, this is silly. Charge people 30 cents. And then debit cards are free to process on the platform. Credit cards are 2.9% flat. But what you're saying, you know, too, it's true. So what we did was we built it out in a way that if you live in Connecticut and Massachusetts, you may not be able to pass along the fee. But if you live in the other states, you should be able to, in your settings, you can indicate whether you would like us to put the 2.9% and bake it into their payment request on their side, and do the math for you and make it look like it's a processing fee, not like you're being a bad guy. Or you can take in the fee, in which case it's a flat 2.9%. And that's, you know, the client will not then be taking that in. So yeah, we wanted to solve for that because that's one of those moments that we pinpointed was awkward for businesses, like 2.9, you know, I'm already asking you for 10 grand. Like, this is a lot of extra. How should I deal with this? And so we think if your client has the option to pay with multiple payment methods that have no processing fee, and then one of them is a credit card and there is a processing fee, that's the cost of their airline miles. Yeah. And as a business, you know, you shouldn't necessarily have to take on that headache or deal with raising your prices just because Amex wants their money. So that's why we did it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, just to reiterate, so like when you send them the Maru payment, they get a little window, like a page, and it gives them the options, like whatever you've chosen for your business. And then they can see what is free and what incurs a fee. So now you've taken that awkward conversation and you've left it in their corner, right? So it's their decision. So it's their choice. They can pay ACH, they can do debit card, or they could do credit card. And I love that because now I don't have to be the bad guy, you know, like,
yeah,
it's the cost of doing business, but you no longer have to have this awkward conversation about doing business.
That's it. That is it. And, you know, any of those moments that we can help try to solve, like, we don't talk about it too much because it's a newer product, but like book now, pay later. That's a really weird thing to talk about a couple with, you know, and this is maybe a different category, maybe not as much photographers, but you know, you have venues that are charging big deposits and things. And now with Maru, they can offer this client the option to split up that payment and pay it over time. They didn't have a conversation about like, can you afford this? They talked to them about options and things like this. And so offering them that is just one more way of taking the friction out of it. And, you know, I guess I'm rambling, but I'm excited about so much in our industry. I'm excited about all the things we can build out for couples too. Like, they're in a weird position, right? They're like, okay, you know, I've got all these chunky invoices that are due. How are we going to pay for it? And they're going through this like weird mental math about like which credit card, which debit card, which bank account, how much did your dad say he would give us? There's a lot of those conversations going on, you know? And so we were, yeah, less spreadsheets, now doing it in Google spreadsheets. And so we're like, we love the idea of like, what would it look like in a world where a couple could take a payment, you know, something that is due, a chunky invoice, it's time to pay, and actually like assign out pieces of it, you know, to a parent or to another account? Or what would it look like to have their own like virtual wedding wallet with all of the payment methods so that they don't have to sit there and reconnect accounts and things like that? So not to get too sidetracked, but there's just so much in our industry, I think, that is left left just for everyone to figure out. And it causes a lot of awkwardness and friction. And I think this is the reason why people get so stressed planning their weddings and also serving the couples who are planning their weddings.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's like a whole nother business, you know, helping the couple. Yeah. And then now you're helping us, the provider, the service provider, but helping them. And, you know, it could be like us as the, like a wedding photographer is like, hey, you know, Maru can help you plan, you know, with all your other vendors, see if they're on it. And then they can, I love that. It's like a whole symbiotic thing where we're all on it. Which would be great.
And with B2B payments, you know, getting back to that, paying your second shoot or paying somebody else, oftentimes those are other businesses too, right? I mean, they have their own, they have their own clients. And so, you know, if they're already on the platform, you guys can pay one another for free. Everyone's getting paid in a day. And it's just our industry. So you're not like, it's not Venmo where you're like, oh, my friend that I went out for drinks with the other night.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you a story. I've said this before, but before I realized that Venmo is like the enemy, especially at tax time. So 1 year I used Venmo to pay all my assistants, all my second shooters, and it only keeps your data for like 3 months on the website, right? So come tax season, my accountant was like, well, who did you pay and what did you do? And I was like, oh my God, I have no idea. I thought I would be able to go back and get a report and download, you know, I just thought there was an answer. So I learned very quickly. And she said, please don't ever use this again. So I learned the hard way. I spent like 3 days figuring it out. But now with Maru, for me, it's like the 1099 and being able to see everybody. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to save so much time come, you know, next January, which is really, really, yes. This is super. So we keep talking about this. So Maru, is it just for photographers or can any wedding professional benefit from it?
Yeah. I mean, our biggest category is photographers, followed by planners. So we have like a ton of planners. We have a ton of photographers on the platform. But no, it's for everybody. It's for anyone that's serving the weddings and events industry. And we do sometimes get the question like, okay, I'm using it for weddings. Can I also use it for a corporate event? Can I also use it for, you know, like a maternity session or something? And the answer is yes. It's designed for you as a business. If you're part of the weddings and events industry, you can use it for any part of your business.
So. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's good to know. I think for photographers listening, it's like, I do weddings, but can I do it for my family? So it's like under your umbrella, I guess.
Yes. Awesome. Yes. Yes.
Cool. So, you know, I kind of mentioned my CRM, which is 17 hats. How can we sort of implement this into the CRMs? Because I know that it doesn't integrate automatically, right? We have to kind of do an extra step in there. I was emailing you about how I figured it out because you also mentioned this other thing. I was like, oh, maybe what if I try this? But maybe you can tell people and I can just share my experience.
Yeah, that would be, I mean, so 100%, a lot of people have a CRM that's helping them manage and track leads and workflows and, you know, not having to duplicate work and things like that. So on the one hand, we do have a Zapier integration that can allow you, to sync some of that information, send it over to Maru if you want to do it that way and get techie with it. But there is like a simple workaround, which is if you generate a payment request in Maru, rather than having Maru send it directly to your client in an email and having it kind of break your workflow, you can just click on generate payment link and we won't send it out on your behalf. And you can copy and paste that link into whatever template workflow you prefer. So yeah, if you've got a great thing going with, sign the contract, pay here, you can do that. So it's one extra step where you're requesting the payment in Maru and copying the link over. But I think most people who are doing it agree it's well worth the step.
Yeah, for sure. And I think for me, what I did, I was like, well, wait a minute, I'm using 17 hats as my invoicer, right? And I have QuickBooks, but I don't use it that way. So I just reconcile in QuickBooks, right? So all the cash comes in and then I reconcile with my accountant and bookkeeper. But in 17 hats, I turned off the processor, right? The Stripe processor. And we figured out that I could just turn that off. So it will not be getting money for me. And I could use the invoices I already have, the email processes I already have. And then when I send out that link to the invoice, I just say you pay here and I put the Maru link and it's like super easy, right? So I just changed the verbiage on the invoicing to say review and print, you know, keep it for yourself, but you just pay it via this link. So far so good. Like I've had no issues with people. So they have a physical invoice so they can keep it and then they just pay through Maru.
Yep. And then when they pay, they get a receipt to download as well. So they will have all the things that, they would need for their records. Yeah. And paying on Maru, you can certainly, I think one of the things we heard was like, oh, it's annoying for certain process or certain CRMs or whatever, they're requiring a login. They're requiring the couple to create yet another account. And so on Maru, we made a really concerted effort not to make that a requirement. So they can create an account and back all that fun stuff we could do for them as couples, but a lot of people also pay as a guest or they can send it to a parent or a contributor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so they could just be a guest. They don't have to create an account, which mm-hmm. I think is really easy. It's awesome. So I'm sure you get asked this all the time because I was like, how is this possible? Like, how are you not charging me a fee to use this? Like, if you have all of these vendors, like, you have to share, if you don't mind, like, how is, you know, what are the costs for using Maru, and how is this free for me?
Yeah, that's our elephant in the room, right? No, Maru is free. Yeah, like you said, we're not a subscription service, but here, there are two ways we make money. One is that our processing fee of 2.9% is actually for us in the back end going down. So like as we speak, actually is like a couple of days ago. Awesome. Because our processing volume is so high, we actually can now negotiate our fees down. So we'll keep it at 2.9 because that's the standard rate. But now we get to make money on the margin. So that was like always our goal. We were like, we'll make revenue once our volume is high enough, and we've been at it for long enough that that's the case. So we're making money on credit card processing. And then the other way we make money is our book now, pay later option. So again, it's not for everyone, and we don't think it will be, but there are plenty of people who can take advantage of it and split up payments, pay them over time. And when that is the case, Maru charges a service fee for it on the transaction, and we do make money. A part of that is our revenue. So yeah. Those are two, and you know, that's not to say that we can't design other things that we could add on as options, but the spirit of the thing was make it free, make it simple, make it easy and fun. If you can make money fun. And then, you know, if there's other feature requests, you know, maybe we can add something like a chargeback concierge program or things that like are painful that you would pay for, but you don't have to, right? Yeah. It doesn't, you know, yeah.
I love that. What would be a chargeback concierge? Like if somebody's money, yeah. Like if somebody's money bounces back, you charge them a fee. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
so, good. So, you know, if you don't accept a credit card, there's a lot of people who do, and they experience painful chargebacks, especially during the pandemic. You know, credit card companies make it really easy for the client, the person that, you know, owns their card, to click, this is not a charge that I agreed to, whether it was or wasn't. And businesses woke up and overnight, you know, they get chargebacks, and this still happens. It can happen on Maru too. It's not, you know, it's between the credit card company, the consumer, and the business. But we're like, what would it be like? Could we just help you guys? Like if that happens, you have to go through a very annoying, headache inducing process of collecting documentation, putting it together, sending it to the right person, good luck getting an answer from the credit card company within 3 months. And so we were thinking like a cool thing to charge for would be a concierge service where we could, should that happen, you tell us what happened, submit the documents, and we can actually work with the credit card companies to try to get it back for you.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a service people would pay for sure.
Yeah.
I love it. That's good. So here at TUHNA, we always like to do tangible tips and actionable advice with every show. But, you know, I'd love to know some of your tips that you can share about, you know, getting paid faster and streamlining your process.
Yeah. I mean, I think, okay, this is going to sound, you already mentioned you have one, but I think what this all leads to is us all paying closer attention to our money, to paying closer attention to the processing fees or lack thereof that you are taking in, streamlining your books. I know it's not exciting stuff, but keeping a clean and streamlined book for your bookkeeper, for your accountant, is mission critical to running a profitable book business. And you know, our industry survives when we are all more profitable, when we are all running, you know, businesses with clean books and things like this. And so, you know, it's not, I guess it is tactical. It's just to say like, you know, find a spot where you can actually manage your inbound and outbound payments, like run your business like a big corporation does. They have a finance department. Like think of it that way. Like where's your finance department sitting right now? And decide for yourself, you know, Maru or not, just make sure you have that spot. Don't tack it onto your workflow and just call it a day, because you know that comes tax season, it's a mess. Manage it somewhere. And, you know, if you can streamline inbound and outbound payments, do it. So that would be the biggest one. And then getting paid in a day, you know, managing cash flow, I think that all kind of leads to understanding your numbers and having a really strong grasp on them. You know, I know bigger businesses might have somebody who runs their finances for them, but you can't really play like backseat to that. You know, understanding what your runway looks like understanding where you stand. We all know that our industry right now is cuckoo. It is crazy right now. We're all doing, you know, there's a lot of inquiries coming in. There's a lot of demand and things like that. But we also know like what it used to be. It was, there were like, you know, kind of seasonality type of things, especially as it came to couples coming in. And that also meant that our bank accounts had seasonality to them. And so understanding your runway for the year, understanding where you stand and things like that, you know, again, goes back to being a more profitable and healthy business overall.
Yeah. I love that. Those are great tips. I think I also wanted to share, I kind of did the math. Like, so if you don't, for my ACH payments were, it was $5 each payment to process. And I did some of the math and it was like $60 a month that I was paying in fees. Right. So then 60 times 12, I'm going to save like $720 just from switching, which is incredible. And then with, you know, not give my accountant with the 1099. It's just like a no-brainer. Like it's just such a no-brainer. Like I love you guys so much. And I'm so happy that I found you. And I'm so excited to share this with the audience. And it's just a game changer. Like the more we get the word out there and help people, like the more money you guys are going to keep in your pockets, like $720 for literally just changing processors. Like that is a small YSL bag. Like, you know,
yes.
Like, it's like a small gift to yourself. It's a pair of Chanel earrings. Like it is a new lens like that I literally am saving, which so I just want to say thank you. Like, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Well, I have chills. yes. Go get a YSL bag on
us. At the end of the year, it'll be my bonus. Good year. Well done.
Oh, that sounds like a social media campaign. I want to see what everybody bought with the money they saved.
I love it. Oh yeah, we should do that. I could start you off.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
So let's tell everybody where they can find out more about you, Maru, and say hello online. Let them know.
Yeah. So Maru, MARUO.US is our website to sign up for a free business account. I think you have a special account link that you'll add probably too. And it's as simple as that. I mean, you click on create an account, you're entering your business details, your business logo, and you can literally start within minutes.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. And you're on Instagram, right?
So yep, we're on Instagram. We're Maru Wedding and Maru Wedding Pros. So
is there a difference between the accounts?
Yeah. Maru Wedding has a lot of more couples focused content. Kind of like the silly, irreverent stuff about, you know, paying for a wedding and things like that. And Maru Wedding Pros is more focused on product announcements, releases, just things for our industry. You know, any events that we're hosting or we're attending, that's where you can kind of follow along.
Yeah. Oh, and you guys do a lot of free webinars. I caught Jose's and I'm going to watch Lynn Easton's. Yeah. So talk about that a little bit too.
Yeah. Yeah. Out the gate, we wanted to make sure that we were really, you know, owning and running the conversation around money and finances in general. Like, you know, for so long, no one talks about it. So we had some really good guests in the past. We had Jose Villa in April. Lynn Easton of Easton Events is speaking on luxury. What makes an event luxury? What makes a business luxury? So we're going to get into the weeds. We love, you know, that so far all of our guests have been really forthcoming and really open to talking about their pricing and their processes and things like this. So that's the spirit that we want to keep going. We like to call it kind of a money movement that's happening under the hood. And those free webinars happen every month. So just for members of Maru.
I love that. Yeah. You guys got to sign up. It's awesome. It's so good. You guys have so much happening and I'm so excited. Thank you so much for being here. This was so much fun and hopefully you'll come back again. I'd love to have you back.
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, that's it, you guys. I hope you liked today's episode. I want to give a big shout out and a huge thank you to Anya for being here today and being our wonderful guest. It was so nice to chat with you. I'm a huge convert. I'm so obsessed with Maru and you guys, it's a game changer. Saving all that money all forever every year's worth of fees, you know, the credit cards, the processing, all this stuff adds up. So being able to keep that money in my pocket, in my business, is really exciting. If you want to find out more, click on the show notes, click on the links, and sign up for Maru. And you can reach out to Anya and let her know you listened to today's episode. All right, you guys, I can't wait to share our next cup of tea together. Bye.